Thursday, the 22nd of April, Chesbio, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Zokain, so Abdul Avecho Kamocho, is it to be taken literally?
Why not? So we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you for the opportunity. First thing I want to point out is, I think, a very interesting fact about Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim, according to the Minchas Ketanim, the Sefer HaChinuch has 51 mitzvahs. If you look through the list of those 51 mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim, you realize that there's about 31, which are mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro. And one may ask, if you're talking about Parshas Kedoshim, you would imagine that there's going to be more mitzvahs ben adam l'makom that will permeate the Parsha. So, I want to offer two mahalchim. Number one, that even though we have a mitzvah Kedoshim to you, which be'etzem is Klapya Kadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, it cannot be at the expense of Bin Adam L'Chaveiro. Not only are the mitzvahs Bin Adam L'Chaveiro numerous in this parsha, but if you look through them, you'll see that it spans the breadth of human interaction. There's Avdar Echa Gamacha, which is the central one, and there's also issues between parents, issues Kavod Chachamim, so it's vertical relationships, and Sachir, about employees-employer relationships, about parallel relationships. So basically it spans all aspects of human interaction, and the idea would be, number one, that it cannot be, Kedoshim to you cannot be at the expense of that. Number two, we could say, at a higher level, that it is actually through the engagement and through the life and bringing Kedusha, bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu in our interpersonal relationships that we can achieve true Kedusha. Kedusha really can be translated more as designation, assigning something. When you assign something, you specify, you makadish something, it means that you've now taken away an array of possibilities and you've narrowed it down and you've said only these things, only for these purposes. That you makadish something means you assign a particular function, a particular use to something. So Kedoshim should be to assign to things in the world the proper use for them. Now, as V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha is a central point, so I wanted to take a chance to be me'ayin in the sugya V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The first question is really, is it possible, if you translate it literally, superficially, at least on the superficial level, V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha means you should love somebody else like you love yourself. Now, if we're talking about the feeling of love, that you should have the feeling of love towards somebody else, that you have to yourself, how is that shayach? How is that possible? Now, I found two mefarshim that present the shayla very strongly. Number one, the Ramban, which has the very technical, yesh bezeh haflaga, says Ramban, ki lo yekabel lev ha'adam sheyehavet chaveru ki ahavah so if nafshoi. It's not possible. The heart of a person can't come to the madrega where he can love somebody else like he loves himself. Not only that. Ve'od shekvar ba Rabbi Akiva ve'limed chayecha kodmi l'chayecha v'recha. If you love yourself and other people alike, how would you be mechayim chayecha kodmi? Or why would you take care of yourself first? So that's the Ramban, how the Ramban phrases the question. The Ketav HaKabbalah says it strongly, stronger way. He says like this: Kvar hikshu mefarshim ech tetzav haTorah davar shehu neged hateva. It's something that's completely against nature. So how can the Torah demand from a person to do something that's against the nature? And actually, Shariyash of Shimon Shkab asked it: why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a person the nature that he loves himself more than others and then give us a mitzvah that we should love others like ourselves? Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that into our hearts, wire us in a way that we love ourselves more than other people, and then give us a commandment that's impossible to fulfill? Ki lefi atzivu, we said Tzav HaKabbalah, who has it, according to this tzivu, tzarichu liten eskola shelo lechaveiro. If you take it literally, you're going to buy yourself an ice cream, because you feel like having an ice cream. You should first of all, before you get yourself an ice cream, say, by the way, anybody here want an ice cream? And pay for everybody else's ice cream. Why should you buy an ice cream for yourself more than somebody else? Take it a step further. You're going to buy a car. You're going to buy everybody a car. You're going to pay something to sell. You're going to take everybody along. Right? So to demand from a person that the person should have the feeling and that feeling should take into action that he should do for others what he does for himself, it's impossible. So Avadei, the Torah doesn't mean that. V'echi tochen ze. Okay, so that's set the stage. When you look at the Gemara, and you try and find, where does the Gemara quote V'ata L'Recha Kamoicha? So, where does the Gemara quote V'ata L'Recha Kamoicha? Daf Yomi, anybody? Sanhedrin? Right? The Gemara says, Barol L'Misa Yafa. Many, many decisions as to what are the ways in which a person is killed by Beis Din are determined by means of the principle V'ata L'Recha Kamoicha. Right? The Gemara says, for example, that Misa Saif. Where is Misa Saif? Where do you cut a person with a Saif, with a sword, with a dagger? Says the Gemara, the groin neck. So be in the neck. Why? Says the Hatma L'Recha Kamoicha. Brother Misa Yafa. I don't know, you start chopping people up out of different places, cut the person in half. I mean, it would be very gruesome. So V'ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha tells you to do it in the simplest, more painless way. Now, I have a question on this issue. The question is based on a stira, and actually, according to some, it's not a question. There's an almost Rabbi Nassim that says as follows. Ma tam V'ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha Ani Hashem. The pasuk says, Lotikom V'lotitor Es Bnei Amecha, Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem. Why does the pasuk ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha finish off, conclude with ani Hashem? Says I was the Rabbi Nosson. Ani Hashem berasiv lichvoidi. I created human beings lichvoidi for my honor. Leficha. Therefore, im oise maise tzedek ve'yosher, if the person behaves in a way that is yosher and that is tzedek, of justice and yashrus, ata ohavoy, then you have a chiyu ve'ata l'recha kamoicha. However, ve'im lav, I ata ohavo. If not, then you don't have to love it. So that was Rabbi Nassim says, why does it say ani Hashem? Because it's not indiscriminate love. By the way, a friend of mine pointed out, it's a beautiful idea. When we speak about the siva of Churban Abayis, we speak about sin as chiyu. But Chazal don't speak about Ahavas Chinam. Chazal's Lashon is Ahavas Yisroel. Not Ahavas Chinam. Ahavas Chinam, it's indiscriminate love. You can't have indiscriminate love. The Pasuk says, Rabbi Nassim says, you have a chiyuv of lehov esezulas, to love other person, only if that person behaves ma'aseh tzedek v'yosher. Minchas Chinuch also writes it. He writes Minchas Chinuch in this mitzvah, Le'ov kol echad mi'Yisrael ve'davka im hu ish kosher, aval im ra she'avar aveira mitzvah lisno iso. K'mevuar le'el, and he brings in the Rambam Hilchos Deos, ve'achal gavde imam in beikari adas, even if he believes, he knows, he believes in the 13 principles, dino ke'ach ve'rea lechol davar. However, mikol makom ledin mitzvah zu, Torah gilta the mitzvah lisno so legabe. For purposes of this mitzvah, ve'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, you don't have an obligation if the person is a rasha. Now, why should you be asking right now? We find the Gemara, the place where we find the Gemara most used, the principle ve'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is where baror l'misa yafa, a rasha who did an aveira. The mazid, the hasra'ah, the edim, in public, with being warned. It's an aveira for which is chayav misa. We're taking him out to kill. And in there, we have a chiyuv ve'ahavta l'recha kamoicha that's going to determine how you kill him. How do you understand that? So, I found that through cross-referencing, the Yad Rama actually says, based on this, disagrees with the Avos de Rabbi Nosson. I don't know if he saw the Avos de Rabbi Nosson, he didn't see the Avos de Rabbi Nosson. He says as follows. V'chol heicha dichtiv re'acha, mashma Yisrael, ve'afilu Rasha. Wherever it says re'acha, it means your fellow Jew, even if he's a Rasha. V'afilu Rasha shenis chayim nisa, ta chayav libra lol miso yafa. So he says, not like the Avos de Rabbi Nosson, but how do you understand Avos de Rabbi Nosson? Certainly Avos de Rabbi Nosson no Gemara. So how do you understand that? So, might be a Kiddush, I think you can say this pshat. Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha is used here for clarifying what the intention of the Torah is with Saif, with Skila. One says also shtekoimus, because you wouldn't make it higher than that. We have a problem. The Torah says skila, the Torah says chene. Do we have any guidelines? The Torah doesn't give much guidelines. So we have to, through drushas and through svaros, come up with guidelines. Now, it is possible that somebody who committed an avera for which he's chayav miso, especially after his Nidol lemiso. It's possible such a person does tshuva. It's possible. Probably likely as well. So you have a person, you can have a situation where there are going to be people that are going to be taken to death, and those people have done tshuva for the maaser rishus that they have done. Now, because they've done tshuva, they're bichlal reich again. And therefore, you're going to have to carry out the misa on these people. Now, are you going to interview people as to whether they did tshuva or not and determine if they did tshuva, we're going to use this misa. If they didn't do tshuva, we'll do the other misa. You can't do that. There is a way in which we mekayim saif, there's a way to be mekayim skila. We don't know that. We're trying to figure it out. But because inherently there's going to be people who have done tshuva when they're being taken to be killed, and therefore, towards those people, klapei those people, I have a chiyuv. Beizin I have a chiyuv. Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. And if they do it in a way in which is gruesome or more cruel than they need to, then they'll be over ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. That's megale to me that the way in which I need to carry out every misa is a way in which I don't violate ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. There is no chiyuv that I have to carry out the misa in the most cruel way. If he's a Rasha, I don't have such a chiyuv, but I have a chiyuv. If he did tshuva, I would have a chiyuv to do it in a way in which it is not the worst possible way. And therefore, since we have to have a standardized way to carry out the chiyuv emiso, therefore, because there's going to be some people who are going to do tshuva, I have a chiyuv to take that into consideration in determining how I carry out the chiyuv. That's what I'd like to suggest to answer this question. The other makor that appears in the Gemara for Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha is with regards to one's wife. And it appears in two places, the Gemara Nida and the Gemara Kiddushin. The Gemara Kiddushin says that it's also for a person to go out and marry a woman al yidei shliach if he hasn't met the woman. Right? Mitzvah. The Gemara first asks, why ha'ish mekadesh bo v'shlucho? Why say bo first v'shlucho? So the Gemara says, first of all, that it's mitzvah bo yoter mishlucha. So then it says not only is it mitzvah, but it's actually an isser to be mekadesh al yidei shliach. What's the isser? The isser is that if you go and send a shliach and you've never seen this woman before, and you marry her and then she comes back and then you realize she's not as pretty as you thought, or she has some defect, or she has some mole somewhere that you just don't like, right? Shema tizgane alav. She's going to become megune on you. She's going to become repulsive to you. And therefore, you'll be over ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Or says the Gemara, that's because of this Gemara Nida, that a person is not allowed to be mishamish during the day. You can't have relations during the day. Why can't you have relations during the day? Because you might see something in your wife that you won't appreciate, that you won't like, and therefore, again, it should be misgane on you, and therefore, you'll be over ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Why? So again, we have Yavta Recha Kamocha in the case of Berlo Misa Yapa, and we have Yavta Recha Kamocha with regards to one's wife. We don't find
anywhere else in the Gemara. Ve'avtal erecha kamoicha.
The Rebbe Akiva statement, the Klal Gadol
b'Torah.
We have the Maaseh of Hillel, but that's man defal erecha l'chabrach l'tayvi. It doesn't say ve'avtal erecha kamoicha. So let's think for a second. It could... Okay, we're going to come back to this question. Wait, Sasha. Let's go to the Rambam. There's two Rambams. One in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos says like this. Mitzvah kol Adam lehovet kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael kegufoy. You have a mitzvah to love everybody like your goof. Shenemar ve'atan recha gamocha. Fine. Lefichach, therefore, tarich lesaper bishvachoy. You have to speak in their merit, in their praise, velachus al mamoina, and to have pity and compassion over his possessions. Kasher hu chas al mamonas, just like he takes care of, just that he has pity and compassion over his money or losing any money, verotze bekavod atzmoy, and also you would have to desire in his kavod. Now, note, the Rambam doesn't say that the chiyuv of ve'ahavta le'recha kamoicha include that I should do something towards somebody else that requires me to spend any money. I don't have to buy something for somebody else just because I buy it for myself. The mitzvah is just ahavah, to be oheb his goof, and as therefore, if there's anything that's coming to him which is negative, which is ra, I have to make sure that it doesn't happen. And just like I protect my possessions, I also have to protect their possessions, but I don't have to give him my possessions. So that's why the Rambam doesn't go. Now, this is an amazing concluding statement. Ve'hamiskaved b'klon chaveiro. A person who draws honor through putting somebody else down, to speaking badly about somebody else, somebody else's misfortune, or b'klon, ein lo chelek la'olam habo. Has no chelek la'olam habo. First of all, what's it doing here? Why is the Rambam finishing off this halacha with this? So I'd like to suggest that perhaps, because this is the greatest antithesis to ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha. Ve'ahavta le'recha kamocha means, I need to look after Yelam, after somebody else, the way I look after myself, at least in a protective measure. So, if I want something for myself, I should want them for them. If he ends up, the Horeitzeh Bekavod Atzmoy. A person wants to be honored, wants to be respected. Now, you should want that other people be respected just as much as you want that you should be respected. Now you want your respect to go up, you want to be respected, you have a certain standing in the community. You want somebody else to have as much standing, or you have standing in the community as well, and honor. That's the mitzvah. What is miskaven biklon chaveiro? Miskaven biklon chaveiro is pushing my way up by putting him down. If the mitzvah means that I should want to grow, my kavod should grow, and his kavod should grow as well, just like I want my kavod to grow, so his. The antithesis of that is to use his kavod by pushing him down in order to elevate myself. So therefore the Rambam says, not only what the mitzvah is, but he's telling you what would be the greatest stira to this mitzvah. There is, Siyadua, Rabbi Akiva statement, Zeklal Gadol Batoira. What does that mean, Zeklal Gadol Batoira? So the Rambam, the other Rambam, the one I see is Rambam Hilchos Avelus. The Rambam brings as follows. Second. Yeah. Mitzvah asay shel divrehem levaker choylim ulenachem aveilim ulehoitzi hamez ulehachnis akala ulelabas haorchim uleisasek b'chol tzorkei hagvura. So this, the Rambam is explaining the mitzvahs associated with aveilus, and that all those mitzvahs and other mitzvahs of chesed. Velelech lefanav, velesape, velispod, ulachpor, velikvor, all the things that have to do to eulogize, to take care of the burial, וכן לשמח החוסן והקלה והחוסן, to be משמח חוסן וקלה, ולסעדה מכל צרכיהם, to help them with all their needs, ואלו הן גמילוס חסדים שבגופו, שאין להם שיר. These are the גמילוס חסדים that a person does with his body, where there is no שיר for them. אף על פי שכל מיצוס אלו מדבריהם, even though all these מיצוס are really מיצוס דרבנן, says the Rambam, however, הרי הן בכלל ואהבת לרעך כמוך. They're included in the ואהבת לרעך כמוך. כל הדברים שאתה רוצה שיעשה אותם לך אחרים, all the things that you would like other people to do to you, עשה אתה אותן לאחיך בתור ובמצוות. Then those things that you want others to do to you, you should do to them. Now one second. Do I expect people to buy me an ice cream when they buy themselves an ice cream? Do I expect people to take me to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach because they go for Pesach? No. The Rambam is saying, in terms of what you want, what you need to do for somebody else, in terms of what your chiyuv is to do positively for somebody else, is not that which you do to yourself, you should do to others. That which you expect and you would like others to do to you, that you need to do to others. Not that what you do for yourself. What you do for yourself, and as the Rambam pointed out, you can't love somebody else like you love yourself. And therefore what you do for yourself, you're not expected to do to somebody else. But if you have expectations as to what other people should do to you, then those expectations are demanded from you that you should do to other people. That's ve'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Now I asked in the title, is it literal? Right? The Malbim has a beautiful, beautiful word on this, ve'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Says the Malbim, usually when you speak about ahava, and you speak about loving something or somebody, the way you write that, ve'ahavta es Hashem elokecha. We should love Hashem, ve'ahavta then es, and then Hashem elokecha. In ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha, it doesn't say ve'ahavta es reacha kamocha. If our love for our fellow would be similar to the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she said ve'ahavta es reacha kamocha. It doesn't say es reacha. It says le'reacha. What does it mean le'reacha? It doesn't mean that you need to have that love inside and that feeling of love for others like you love yourself. Klav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have the feeling of love. Klav Ve'yenam, you need to have love which leads you to do something for somebody else. Meaning, Ve'ahavta to somebody else. Ve'ahavta as you should want for others what others would do to you. That means that the ahava is to direct. Not that I have to have the feeling for somebody else, but my ahava has to be directed in some way for others like I want others to do to me. Then I saw in the Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that the Torah, the Gemara says that we have the ahavta l'recha kamoicha. The Gemara says, but we have to have a pasuk, v'ahavtem es hager. So the Gemara says to have an extra ahava for the ger, not just one pasuk, but a second pasuk. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's very meduyak, v'ahavtem es hager. Not just that you should have a double instruction to love the ger in the same way. For the ger, you have to actually have ahava which is greater. You have to feel a greater love for them. You have to try and achieve a level of loving them. Don't say kamocha, but the ahavtem es hager. This is the ahavtem es hager kamocha. So the ahavtem es hager, because there the mitzvah is to have the ahava, and therefore it's phrased the ahavtem es hager, not the ahavtem lager. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Now, why does the Gemara really mention one of the questions we ask just for the issue of brolo misayafa and for one's wife? So brolo misayafa, as I said, I think is because it's a klal. We're using the ahavta l'recha kamocha as a klal to tell us how to understand another mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah per se of the ahavta l'recha kamocha, but the principle of the ahavta l'recha kamocha is kovea another din. And then if that's the case, then the only other example in the Gemara is towards one's wife. And that could be, because it's true, as the Ramban said, and as the Ketav HaKabbalah, it's impossible to love somebody else like yourself. But it is possible to love your wife like yourself. And therefore, for your wife, when you can actually be Mekayim, Ahava, like yourself, so then, the Gemara puts, V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. Your wife, you have to have a higher level of Ahava. The very famous, to support this, by the way, sorry, there is, I found in the Sefer, this was printed in London, Sefer Moshav's Canaan. You heard this? It's Balatoysis. It was printed by one of the Sassoon brothers. So he writes here, Ve'avta le'recha kamoicha, zu ishto. Shetarich lehov ishto kegufo. He says, Ve'avta le'recha kamoicha, is taka ishto. That's what it means. Ubeshil yigit in gittin, it says, Aminen al tachrosh al re'acha ra'a, zu ishto. The Gemara learns, re'echa in gittin, re'echa means ishto. And therefore he learns that the Ve'avta le'recha kamoicha is specifically on ishto. Just to conclude, the Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher writes that the goal that a person in the beginning, in the Hakdama, that a person should strive to love all Jews. How should he do that? So Lemaisa, how do we extend our love to other Jews if we can't, the love that we have is naturally towards ourselves? So he says that a person has to realize that there are, in his existence, there are concentric circles of what is himself. A person who's very, very low-level person will say, I means his guf, just means his body. That's his I. His I just means his body, what his body wants, what his boich wants, what his, yeah, that's him. A person is a bit more sophisticated, his I doesn't just mean his body, it means his body and his neshama. A person who's got a broader perception realizes that ishto kegufoi. And therefore, I is not just me, but it's me and my wife. A person a bit more sophisticated realizes that I doesn't mean just me and my wife, it means my kids as well. And the more you can extend the I, the ani, to include not just yourself, not just your wife, but your extended family. And if you take a look at yourself as a chaylik in Klal Yisrael, and you understand that Klal Yisrael is keguf echad, keish echad v'leiv echad, and Klal Yisrael is one entity, the etzem, then that becomes a chaylik of yourself. Every other Jew is connected to you, you're a shtickl part, he's a shtickl part of you as well. And that love that you have for yourself, if you can really internalize the idea that you're connected to every single Jew, internalize the idea that we are one, that what somebody else's benefit and somebody else's toiva is also toiva to me. If we internalize that, then it is taka possible to extend that ahava that we have for ourselves and make it possible and extend it to others and have ahava for other people. As Baruch Hu should give us a schuss to apply this and to, as Hashem, achieve the level ki isha chav b'lev echad.